Some people, even those who call themselves Christians, hate judgment. They love the evil and hate the good. They speak to other men and approve the evildoers. They show evil works by their approval. They are wicked, and there's no repentance when justice is gone. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The whole world lies in wickedness, says the Apostle John. And you want to return to the wickedness and approve them? It only shows that you're wicked if you do that. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, Paul says, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that called you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Galatians 5, start at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, which are manifest, which are these? Adultery. Are you approving adultery? Well, those of you who are upholding Trump are. You're delighting in approving adultery. And adultery with prostitutes. How can you do that as Christians? The works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. And some of you hate Biden. How can you do that? Don't you see how evil all of this politics is? Godly people shouldn't be participating in worldliness like this. Depart from it. Get away from it. Don't listen to it. Don't have anything to do with it. It can corrupt you and destroy you, maybe for all eternity. It's silly. What we have to know is this heaven and earth is going to be destroyed by God at the end. Why are you clinging to all this stuff when it's going to be destroyed? Everything you can see with your natural eye will be destroyed by God at the end. Emulations, trying to outdo each other, competing, wrath, hoping to see other people get judgment against them, hoping to see them get what they deserve, when we forget what we deserve, which is damnation. How can we want somebody else to get damnation when we deserved it and God had mercy on us? Give it up. Strife, seditions, heresies, those are all works of the flesh. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. Paul says, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past. They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. How can we be of God and desire the types of affections this world desires, the praise of men, thinking that men are going to rule? God is in charge, and he will destroy the evildoers in the end, unless there's repentance, genuine repentance, and remorse over your sins and grief over your sins. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In other words, instead of walking in hatred, we put aside hatred. And we choose to love the person. We choose to walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We don't walk in evil, approving them to themselves and to us and to others. We just can't do it. We can't. Put it away from you before it is too late. I think Jesus comes soon. The iniquity is so bad today, even among the churches. To me, it's like the sign of the trees budding in the spring. You know that spring is upon us. Don't you know that at the end times, the iniquity of the world increases? Churches depart from the faith, skip certain scriptures in order to approve the congregation in sin? That's the great apostasy. God will judge it with the great tribulation, and we'll be removed from this earth, the elect of God, and this earth and the works will all be destroyed. Renew your mind to the Word of God. Don't conform yourself to this world. Remove yourself from this world and read the Bible and conform yourself to the Bible unto the end. And they that endure to the end, those will be saved. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.